Paul, what's Mark Scheifele doing so well at both ends of the ice to be so effective during this hot stretch for him?
He's played well. I mean, there's a block of games that, well, the ones that he was out of, but then when he came back, he played on injury for a while and speed was missing from his game. But other than that block of time, he's been a real good player all year for us, and put him back with a veteran like with Blake, somebody that can really skate with him. We saw it with Nicky and Drew that can make some plays. It's just skating for me. When he's skating, when he brings his speed as the first thing he puts on the ice, he'd be a real good player.
How do you think Josh handled the debut tonight?
Oh, I liked his game. He was quick. You know, he's smart. He moves the puck well. He's got a good vision. What you always wonder, even smooth skating players, is will they be able to change that gear, go back and touch the puck first, win enough battles down low to let the other parts of his game come out. I liked his game tonight.
Did he earn a second?
Well, we'll come in and do triage in the morning, see where we're at. You know, managing the recalls with the number of games that we have left, that's something we have to consider as well.
Why was it important for you to put him in the starting lineup, just to get the nerves out right away? Or?
Well, that was the matchup that we wanted, and pretty nice to hear the national anthem from the ice in your first game, just to remember it. But it wasn't, I wanted him out there for that matchup, and he played well in it. Well, there's certain boxes that got to be checked to play in the National Hockey League. If they don't have them all checked in their first game, I'm not too worried about it. You're looking for a certain comfort level. And, you give more room to a player on mental mistakes or things they haven't seen before. You just want to see them having enough confidence in their game to go get the puck. Make a decision and do it, you know. You worry more when they're kind of just coasting in between making a decision because they don't want to make a mistake. I didn't see any of that at all in his game. He made his decisions and he went. You're a lot more patient with a young guy. Once he passes that kind of level where you believe there's something there, that he's checked enough boxes that you believe there's something there, Mark Scheifele had a few plays in his own end tonight that he may could have been a little tighter to his check. But scoring three gets you enough ice time, right? They're still young.
Just prior to the third goal, he had a chance to track down a Pontiac center there and got pushed away and obstructed. He didn't look very happy about that.
I believe that I already been fined once. We won the game, so I'm leaving at that. Can't afford it. But I could borrow some money from Scheif probably after 20, right? A little more flush today, I would think.
It was pretty clear how excited some of the guys were in the room, Scheifele, Kopp. Seeing as how your young guys, who you want to put in a position to see what they can do down the stretch, seeing as how they played so well tonight, what do experiences like tonight do for them?
This is all confidence for all of them. It goes back to what I said earlier. The biggest part of confidence is they'll make a decision and react to it. And a less confident player and younger players will wait to see to read what's happening, and it takes them longer to say, okay, that's my guy, I can go. And as they get more confident, they make their decision faster and they just react to it. I mean, you can sort those mistakes out, read it differently. It just takes them a while. You want them to play faster, so we got to play quicker. Those are things that I've said. With those young players, they'll watch the game, and they also come from amateur hockey the shark around the ice. They don't have to go at a full speed. They can catch guys. They're better than the rest of the players that they play with. So they play at a slower pace. And here, to play here regularly, you've got to make your decision and go as fast as you can. And every time they can gain a little bit of confidence, I think they'll move a little faster. Well, we get to drop the puck again here under 24 hours, so there's not going to be a lot of... Maybe put it different. We would spend a little bit more time showing the things that we liked from the game some more positive outcomes. Real hard work by Lipon to get the puck out to the point, and Andrew Copp right net front, and he gets a good payoff from it. So to try to reinforce some of the things that we're trying to do, a little more positive video session.
Your last two third periods have been pretty strong, Thursday and tonight. Where is that coming from?
It's we've been in the same city for a few days. There's no time zone change from their homes to the rink, so the third period is where you see it. We got better legs. We were enjoying our travel last month.
Well, Mark said that.
I can hear you. It's good.
Okay. That the when those World Cup rosters came out, that his name wasn't on it. That motivates him. Are you okay with that, or is that a bonus for you? Or?
Well, that's what you want. Right? Anybody that felt they should be there or should be in that consideration that didn't get the first nod, that's a competitive man. That would be the exact right. Now, regardless of what they would say, although the smart answer is, you know, whatever my country or countries, for his case, ask of me, I'll be there, and it's an honor, and there's a list of appropriate words. But you want it to drive him a little bit? Sure.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay.